just under 3,000 dogs are currently in rescue centres or dog pounds across the country, according to the latest national census on dogs from Madra Dog Rescue. The report compiles information from more than 120 rescue organisations and local authority pounds across the country. The information was collected by Madra Dog Rescue in Galway, who say rescue centres and pounds are still at capacity. For more, we can talk to Dawn Dively, who's Director of Operations with Madra. Dawn, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
That sounds like an awful lot of dogs. Tell us what you've been hearing.
Oh, it is an awful lot of dogs. And unfortunately, this is the norm. You know, what we are talking about is every rescue and shelter at capacity. And the biggest challenge that we're facing is not necessarily those numbers. It's the numbers that we cannot see and we can't quantify. And that's the number of dogs that are waiting to come in, because that's where the pressure is coming from. So everyone's working at capacity, trying to rehome these 3,000 dogs that they have so they can make space for the next dog that's waiting to come in.
And how difficult is it then to rehome a dog?
Oh, it's really hard work, and it's been even more challenging since COVID. You know, we're still really suffering from the effects of the pandemic, when there were so many dogs bred and, you know, dog ownership went up so much. And obviously, you know, since that time, the levels of abandonment have gone up because people have changed circumstances, gone back to work and all the stuff you'd have heard before. So it's, you know, it's really hard, harder than normal, to find really good homes for these dogs. And it's a constant battle in the rescues, you know, but you're run by volunteers who are trying to juggle finding homes for the dogs that they have, as well as looking after them and their medical needs and all the rest of it. And then, you know, finding a great home, getting them into it, and then getting the next dog into the space.
So this then, it does have its origins in the pandemic, when a lot of people got dogs and maybe weren't best placed to look after them.
Yes, that is definitely one of the major contributing factors, without a doubt, because the amount of dogs in the system obviously went through the roof. You know, so many dogs were bred that year. But there are other really big contributing factors as well. You know, the human homeless crisis, the cost of living crisis really does impact on people in terms of dogs. You know, we all talk to people who've had to make the decision between keeping a roof over their head and keeping their dog, because landlords in a lot of cases won't allow dogs. And that's a real human issue that we deal with every day. Cost of living has a major impact. You know, every cost has gone up, but the cost of keeping a dog can be significant, especially if they have any medical issues. So people have been struggling with that as well. And, you know, where the costs are just too much for them to bear, they come to rescues for help.
There are, as we know, new restrictions on XL bully dogs. What impact are those restrictions likely to have?
Well, they will definitely put added pressure on rescues, without a doubt. You know, we're already working at capacity. And we've already seen, since the ban was announced, lots more abandonment of dogs that may or may not fit the criteria to be an XL bully, because obviously, you know, it's quite a subjective criteria. You know, these aren't an actual, you know, recognised dog breed. So lots of bull breeds, dogs that might look like an XL bully, have been abandoned and surrendered in the last few months. So that is definitely added pressure to the rescues. And then up until last week, the rescues literally had until this week to rehome any XL bullies that they had in their care. Now, thankfully, there has been an extension to that deadline. So rescues who already have XL bullies since before the 1st of October do have until February to find homes for them. But that isn't going to be easy. You know, it's not easy generally. And so trying to rehome dogs that are banned, that would have to have a certificate of exemption, you know, that has all this demonization around it, you know, finding homes for those dogs is not going to be easy. And then, of course, once they come into rescues, they immediately have a bond with the team of people who are looking after them. So there's some tough times ahead for those of us in rescue.
Dawn, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. Dawn Dively there of Madra Dog Rescue in Galway.